vibrate. We are ready to rock and roll in ways that are going to blow our linear minds, because that's what this is. This is about bringing the promise of a new tomorrow into existence in our everyday moments. So as the energies come through, they're coming through to unite. They're coming through to unite you with your sacred heart. Now this is vital, because I literally have this energy coming from my heart, because as you will plug into your heart, you will come into your Christian reunion. I literally see us like evolving in ways that are beyond our conscious awareness. So this is what's driving us. This is why we're walking the road of self-mastery, and we don't always know which way to turn. We don't know which way to go, but we have this sense that something is guiding us. So this is what we're calling forth, is this understanding of our true nature, so we can come upon it, so that we can receive grace, so that we can receive our highest glance, and so we can create divine union in our own understanding, in our own circumstances, that we ignite with our own light and we bring forth self-revelation. So now as we do this, we charge the earth, we bestow wisdom of a higher accord, of a higher nature, and we bless the people, because we show them truth. We show them through our actions, we show them through our deliverance, we show them through our humbleness, we show them through our activation, and we show them through our frequency, because again, we are all connected, we are all one. Separation is an illusion. So as we learn how to move into that place of empowered delight, we overcome our own egoic instances, we open up to our divine presence. And I literally see like firecrackers. So this is happening in our current lifetime. This is the reason we incarnated, is to bring forth this heavenly bliss. So as you will receive your endowment, as you receive your life, they're literally showing me the oracle card that says master. And that's the whole idea. That's the whole reason for our being present. So many of us are coming up against circumstances where it's like, what do I do with this? What do I do with that? Well, I didn't think it was going to be this hard, whatever it is. We're not solving it from our past consciousness. From your past state, it's going to be hard, because there's going to be no right place. There's not going to be no derivatives. There's going to be no conclusion that makes sense. As we offer ourselves to our new approach, you see, so that's why from where we were, there isn't an answer. But that's okay, because that's not where we're staying. We're moving into our new provisions. We're moving into our new allocation. We're moving into our new divine promise of assertion. So this is where I literally see like praying hands going up our central column and to heaven, but heaven is coming to earth, because we are pronouncing it. We're opening up to it. So as we receive grace, as we receive our divine pleasure, as we receive our new offerings, there's the butterfly transformation, we awaken into our new status. Well, now that's where we get to rock and roll, because as we awaken with our sacred heart, as we offer ourselves to our new advanced understanding, we plug in to our new reality. We plug in to the new vibrational consent. We plug in to our heavenly existence, We want to understand that this is why we're here. We didn't come here for it to be normal status quo. And so some of us sort of go into the sleep state where we just want to have a good time, have a nice weekend. That is not our service call. We are here to be the light, to be the way shower. So we do that by lighting up our own consciousness. We do that by releasing our past formula for success, by releasing that past scripting that said that had limitations. You start here and you end here, and you could, you know, as long as you stay within the circle, that's fine. Just, you know, don't cause waves, don't cause trouble. We're causing a lot of waves because our frequency is extending, our frequency, our light, and so we're being moved. And I literally saw like a dolphin sort of like, you know, just moving the waters. And so rapidly things can shift to our delight. Our delight, the emphasis being light, because we are receiving our light. And as we do, we receive our divine rite of passage. So wherever it is that you are to be serving, whatever tools that you need, whatever spiritual gifts, all that is going to arrive. All that is going to be understood by you as you step into your divine consent. So this is Spirit, higher self, use me as you see fit. It means we release attachment. This is the part that gets a little sticky because people are like, what about this? What about that? What about that? And so we actually start thinking of things that we're attached to that we didn't realize we were. Wait a minute, what about this? So we want to remember that our higher self already has it all covered. It has it all figured out. If, you know, it knows that you need bedding, it knows what you need, and it knows that when you serve your highest advanced state, all will arrive and more. But again, we want to move into that state of arrival where we understand how gifted we are. And that's where it's like they're saying sleepy eyes, like we're first waking up and understanding that we're the stewards of the new light, of the consciousness. In other words, we are creating that new evolved status through our own decision making. So in every day, we have decisions to make. Are we gonna play it like yesteryear, or are we gonna open up to our advanced status? And I literally have Ganesh here. So there are people here that need bus to move, that need the breaking up of old obstacles. You want to understand those obstacles are there as evidenced by your old establishment. In English, your old consciousness. What beliefs are you still aligned to that brought forth those obstacles? Understand? So it's about us taking back ownership. It's about us taking responsibility to understand that we have a creative influence in what occurs. And so when we understand everything's here through our creation, then everything's also here through our liberal pleasure, as we will delight ourselves, as we will open up to the light, as we will bring forth a new broadcast, as we will offer ourselves to be the tuning fork of the new arrival. So it's about us receiving ourselves in our totality, receiving ourselves in grace, receiving ourselves in our divine measure. And so that is measure. When I say measure, it's like I haven't seen this in years. It's like a yardstick, but it was all folded up. So it's like folding and unfolding and unfolding. When I see it unfolding, I see it going, shooting out beyond the cosmos. Because again, we're connected to our divine self that stretches out beyond possibility. In other words, beyond what we have accessed up to now. So it's like, but how do I'm going to do this, or what am I going to do? Again, as we receive our codings, as we unite with our truest claim, all things are possible, because we're like, they're literally showing me like a Lego set, like connecting. We're connecting our true establishment. We're connecting our promotional value that is our right as we choose advancement, as we choose our highest pleasure. So as you will receive this attunement, as you will receive this light, it is for you to consent and say yes. Say yes to that place of new beginning. Say yes to that place of increase. Allow yourself for increase. There's some of you that are still holding back. It's like you don't want to rock the boat in your relationship. You don't want to have someone else be jealous. You don't want to stand out. So now we're talking to you. This is about being comfortable in receiving your true allocation in your grandest. In other words, are you going to stand out? Yes, indeed, because you will be felt vibrationally before your physical body arrives. It will be felt. Remember, this is all frequency. So the gifts that are coming are helping you to receive that alignment. And when I literally see that yardstick, it's like being taken out. It's like they are stretching your comfortable status. And so as we stretch out, you're learning how to be comfortable in your full attainment. In English, you're learning how to receive your light with grace, understanding that as you do, you're serving the atonement, you're just serving the divine, you're serving the awakening of consciousness. Because otherwise, it's more of the same, more of the polarization, more of the me, whether it's two people, two countries, two nations, me. It's always about the ego. So we are coming forth with advanced consent to bring forth new results, new education, win-win, win-win, no separation, no lack, no poverty, no prejudice. Because again, those are all symbolic of the belief in separation, of judgment, me and you, this and that. So as we will arrive, we are serving the divine, whatever your word is for the divine, divine, God, Jesus, whatever those words are. Allow yourself to receive the knowing that as you move into your justified position, as you move into your placement of true value, you serve divinity. You serve your brethren, the brothers and sisters. Because remember, there's a lot of fear going on because people don't understand. They don't have control. They don't understand what is possible. So as we bring forth the gifts of memory, as we resolve our own conflict within self, we're not going to be able to serve the conflict without until we can serve ourselves and restore a good value, restore a good faith. So we're healing our own conflicted nature. I want to serve, I'm scared to stand out. I want to serve, but then I'll have to claim my strength. I want to serve, but then I'll have to give up my control. You see, so it's like the conflict. So as we bring forth the light, as we bring forth the ownership, as we bring forth the partnership with our true realized self, we have walkabout. In other words, we are being shown the way to victory. So the energies that are coming forth are to assist in that path, in that walk, in that increase, in that development, in that consent. So as we can say consent, say yes and consent in the here now, we already have victory. We still have a path to walk out, but if you can understand, the end of that path is already here. It's already arrived. Think of, I'm going back to Lego sets, like think of any kind of building set where it's like here's the box. You still have to put it together, but here's the picture showing you what it's going to look like. So you're doing it with the end result in mind. Now, not maybe it'll happen. I don't know. Maybe they don't have all the parts. You buy that box pretty much assured, except once in a blue moon, pretty much assured that everything you need is going to give you that picture. So if we can all understand that the end result is already established, it's already established. It's a given. This is important because it's going to release the fear on the journey, because you're already consenting. You're already saying yes. So now it's just a matter of time and time speeding up. So as we receive our kind gestures, as we receive the nurturance, as we receive our holy provisions, we apply with liberal pleasure. And that goes back to the daily message that just went out, with liberal pleasure, meaning there's no limit. There's no limit to how fast or how bountiful our harvest may appear, because it's unending. There's no separation. There's no limitation. It's not like, well, if I take, then someone else won't have. If I take, I will demonstrate what's possible for someone else and someone else and someone else. I will hold that value. I will hold that frequency of light for others to reach, for others to establish. It's like a light, and with one light, you can light up the world. This is how we do it. But we have to take ownership of our own prized possession, which is our own consciousness. We've been farming it out for everyone to dictate. Again, no error. We came here to kind of go underground, to submerge in the darkness, and now we're finding our way back up. And there's purpose, because as we find our way back up, we can teach, we can instruct, we can motivate others to do the same. Whether we have a speaking tour, whether we're just going to hold the vibrational intent, but we have walked the path. So when Yeshua says, when Jesus says, this, these things and ye shall do, understand the equal value. This is not blasphemy. Understand the equal value. We are finding our way back to source in our totality, in our Christhood. And as we do, we light the flame for others. But we have to consent to it for ourselves. We can't remain impoverished. We can't remain broken. We can't remain without our own health, our own wealth, and then show another the way. So as we take responsibility and authorship for our own promised land, for our own actualization, for our own liftoff, remembering that as we say yes and we choose, it's already here. The pictures are here. Everything we need to build the model is here. And the help and support, our steps are ordered. As you will receive, as you will open up to divine grace, as you will open up to your heavenly establishment. So let us pray now. And what we're praying is a prayer of gratitude. We're not praying hoping this somehow occurs one day if we're really, really, really lucky. We're praying in agreement, agreeing with Source, agreeing with our higher self, recognizing what we have already committed to, but we're bringing it into the here and now. We're remembering our gifts. This is very important for us to remember who we are in spirit. It is not boastfulness. It is humble recognition of our spiritual development, our spiritual mastery, and our spiritual abilities. If we don't believe it's possible, we won't bring it to fruition. So we need to come into clear permission to receive ourselves in grace, in holy recognition of through our union with divine source, we recognize our power. Through our union with divine source, not in our ego, through our union with divine source, whatever words you would choose for that. And as we do this, we receive in good measure. So that means we receive in our total claim. There's no place in your life where this energy cannot come and be a beneficial service. There's no place where God is not your God self, your higher self, that has come to show you the way home, as you will agree, as you will partnership. Now, as we've been stating, sometimes we're looking for one thing and we get another, and we want to explain that. So you may want a physical healing. You may want a relationship healing. But your steps are ordered, because while you may want one thing, the way to solve it is by healing something on the other hand. Maybe there's a belief that needs healing. Maybe there's a perception of self that needs adjusting. So trust what arrives and stay aware, stay awake. If you're not seeing yourself in your true value, well, you're not looking for a boyfriend, you're not looking for a life partner, you're looking to correct your opinion of self. So you see how that will motivate and magnetize to you that which you seek. And until that is brought up to correct value, your higher self actually is not going to order that partnership, that union. because you'll just waste your time. You'll keep repeating the old modality. So again, this is about creating partnership with our divine self. So the most important partner right now is serving our own self, balancing the divine masculine with the divine feminine within self, balanced union. Now, it doesn't mean you can't have partnership with another. It just means that what you're going to be guided to is going to serve your overall divine purpose. And to trust that. And not look to the right or the left. They want me to bring this up. It's like, well, how come it's working out in his life or her life? Trust your order. Many times we look to the right or the left and we think someone has something we don't. And it's because we're actually being promoted to a higher value. That's been coming up in a lot of readings. So again, eyes on your own paper, as they say. Trust everything's working out for your highest and best good, really. And when you see that comparison, just acknowledge that's ego. Acknowledge it's ego, and then release it to spirit and chuckle at yourself. It's important to have levity. It's important to bring love to self. We really all that stress stuff, you know, it stress is not the path to ascension. So the more you can chuckle, it'll raise the vibration. The more you can love yourself through all your witnessing, this is very important, because it's the love that will allow you to continue. If you're bashful, if you chastise yourself, if you feel bad about yourself, you'll shut the door and you'll just delay. It'll still be yours, but you'll delay. So how we treat ourselves. Notice how you treat yourself. And if it's not kind, that's okay. Be proud of yourself for noticing. Always find a reason to be proud. Always find a reason to congratulate yourself. Always find a reason to approve. You had the courage to notice that you were not being as kind as you could. That takes courage. That takes bravery. See, and then you immediately find a reason to be in alignment with self. Love, only love heals. So when you go about, notice how you're treating yourself and remember only love heals. And then wonder, see if you can see why you haven't manifested the miracle yet. If only love heals. If only love heals, what do you need to do a little differently? If only love heals. When you see others that you're not agreeing with their path of action, and only love heals, can you bring compassion to the awareness that they do not know a better way yet? Because if you don't, you're holding judgment in your own auric field. But the problem now is only love heals. And so as we bring forth these attunements, they're gently massaging consciousness to bring you into holy value, to bring you into upright position, to bring you into divine authority. So these energies are going to help you establish grace. They're going to help you establish authorship, ownership of your own self-evolved awareness. We each are masters of the highest regard, and we're learning how to come into divine consent with that ownership. So as we receive this allowance, as we receive this grace, as we receive this union of divine satisfaction, we know our end result is secure. We offer ourselves in holy matrimony to align with our divine self in partnership with our divine self. And we stay open with love for ourselves as we're shown the way to travel, the way home. So as we open ourselves, let us receive, knowing that we're holding this energy, this frequency, for all our brethren, all our brothers and sisters that have not found the way that we are finding. So it's not just when we reach our final divine appointment that our ministry begins. Our ministry is in the here now, as we offer ourselves. The energies that we're holding is a template for the new earth. So let us pray. There's someone saying, I don't have my next step. Yes, you do. I'm so sorry to tell you. Yes, you do. Gosh, you just have fear about it, is what I'll say it this way. You just have fear about it, which is okay. It really is okay. But if you can start acknowledging, I kind of think I know what my next step's supposed to be, but I'm not ready to take it. I still have fear surrounding it. I'm not ready to take it. That's okay. But if you can just acknowledge it, you're going to shift in frequency. You'll shift in perception. Because just acknowledging it, you're already cementing it in. I'm acknowledging it, but I'm not ready. That's okay. But the more we can start acknowledging what we are receiving, we are aligning. And the more we align, we'll then get ready for that leverage. But this isn't about pressurizing. This isn't about putting pressure. This is about excellent alignment. Surrendering to our divine status. We are love incarnate. So we love ourselves to wholeness. I recognize that this is probably going to be my next step, but I'm so not ready yet. That's okay. But allow yourself to receive. Because you're going to, once you say yes, I do hear, you're going to open the door to receive more. And as you receive more and more and you open those channels, that's going to give you the confidence to then go back and say, you know what? I think I may be ready to take that step. Let me start researching. But you're going to understand who you are. That's what we're doing. We're giving ourselves permission to come back to self, to serve our true self. To listen to our true self. So if we can start acknowledging what we are hearing, then we'll hear more. We'll come to know our true selves. And we'll listen, we'll show up, we'll arrive. Someone's starting to do boundaries and they're concerned they're being rude. It's a new behavior. You're actually doing splendidly. You're actually doing splendidly. Remember win-win. Your old behavior was the other was winning and you were winning in that you didn't have to worry about someone being upset at you. That's not win-win. That's martyrdom. So win-win is you're speaking up for self, but you're not being discourteous to the other. You're just not used to taking care of your own needs. You're doing fine. You really are. One more is looking for their big break. It's like, I'm as good as someone else. Where's my big break? Where's my big break? You're being groomed. And let me explain. When you get into the public eye, I'm just like a teeny little public eye compared to how public an eye can come. But even at this level, you get a lot of projection from others. You do. And that's okay. But you're being groomed is what I'm trying to say to you. I mean, people like, oh, they say all kinds of goofy things. But I also understand what's going on. The other thing they want me to explain to you is it goes both ways. Part of it's their projection onto me. Part of it is they're showing me, or they used to, some of my own unconscious fears. So when they would challenge me, it's like looking at that part of me. What if you're making it all up? What if this? What if that? So you sort of get to work with your own self. So this is what I want to say. Keep walking it out. You're being prepared. You're not going to be put into a place that you're not ready to receive. Why? Because they want you to stand erect. They don't want you to get up there and then tumble like a weed, not be prepared. So you're not going to be promoted until you reach a certain frequency so they know you can hold it stable. So as you submit to divine authority, as you continue to learn, trust that when it's your time, it's sort of like when they say, you know, when God's ready to promote you, they'll take you from the back of the line. That's how I feel about you. It's really, really true. It's just the ego that like wants it yesterday. Trust that everything's in divine order. You're doing well. It has nothing to do with your gifts, by the way. It has to do with some of the, like what I was saying, you know, just like some of the personality. Because when you get out there in the limelight, you're dealing with the population in all degrees of spiritual awareness. So you have to be prepared. You have to be prepared. When you flush out, when you integrate your shadow, when you flush out, then no matter what happens, you can still maintain your connection. When you haven't finished your shadow work, you're going to get triggered is what it is. That's what you're being kept from. You got to work all that out before you get on that big platform. For your benefit. For your ease. Okay. All right. And so for the rest, let us receive and honor this place of new beginnings. So beautiful. So very, very beautiful. Thank you, everybody, for showing up, for arriving to say yes to your light. You are so powerful. You are so needed, and you are provided for. It's very important that you know that. Provisions have been made. As we serve light, light serves us. Everybody that's getting the daily teachings or involved somehow with this teaching is being covered by light. We actually are praying over. They have me praying, covering everyone with light again, for you to find your way, for you to hold your truth, for you to overcome fear, for you to be the torch for others. So that is ongoing, whether you were aware or not. So thank you. We will be back tomorrow night at 7 p.m. for another free attunement. So many blessings to everybody. So much love, so much praise. Thank you for your commitment.